This is GIS News. Coming up, U.S.-Jamaica relations remain strong. Jamaicans to benefit from the President's Young Leaders of the Americas initiative and CARICOM heads welcome bilateral discussions with the U.S. The details after the break.
If you live in Dehaney Park, Patrick City, Harbor View, Helcher, Angels 1 and 2, or Angels Grove, the National Solid Waste Management Authority will be in your community on the last Sunday of each month from now until August to collect your electronic waste. If you're in another section of St. Catherine, Kingston, or St. Andrew, take your e-waste to their Mason Plaza and King Street in Spanish Town or the NSWMA head office on Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Now the news. United States President Barack Obama says U.S.-Jamaica relations remain strong, noting that the two nations share a long history. He was addressing journalists following a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller at the office of the Prime Minister Thursday.
There is a long history between our two peoples. It is not just a deep friendship between states, but it is also a family bond that exists, as represented by the many Americans who come here to visit and enjoy Jamaican hospitality, but also the extraordinary Jamaican-American community that has done so much to contribute to the growth and development of our country.
President Obama also thanked Mrs. Simpson Miller for her hospitality, noting that the welcome extended to his team was wonderful. The 44th President of the United States is the second sitting U.S. President to visit Jamaica since independence. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says Caribbean community leaders remain committed to strengthening relations with the United States. Mrs. Simpson Miller says the CARICOM leaders welcomed the engagement with U.S. President Barack Obama on regional and international issues of interest. These include the security and well-being of citizens, trade and economic relations, and joint action of the environment, including climate change. The Prime Minister says the Caribbean also fully embraces the recent positive development in U.S.-Cuba relations.
Our dialogue today reaffirms our strong partnership and also signals our desire to take CARICOM-USA relations to a higher level, capitalizing on the gains of the past and exploring new opportunities for the future.
Mrs. Simpson Miller was speaking at the CARICOM U.S. Summit Thursday at the University of the West Indies Regional Headquarters in St. Andrew. In his remarks, President Obama says through the CARICOM U.S. Summit, leaders could focus on some of the unique opportunities and challenges that the region faces. This, he says, will ensure further integration and a deepened cooperation in economic growth. United States President Barack Obama has launched the Young Leaders of the Americas Initiative, YLAI, in Jamaica. The program seeks to expand opportunities for emerging entrepreneurs and civil society activists.
This is not your traditional exchange. We're going to seek out the most innovative young entrepreneurs and civil society leaders in the Caribbean, Latin America, and we're going to give them a chance to earn a substantial continuum of the training and the resources and the connections, the networks, and the capital that you need to make a difference.
President Obama adds that this year, 24 entrepreneurs and civil society leaders from Latin America and the Caribbean, including Cuba, will benefit from the pilot phase of the program. As of 2016, the program will provide 250 fellowships each year to enable participants to develop joint business and civil society initiatives. The fellowships will be facilitated at universities, incubators, and non-governmental organizations across the U.S., while follow-on exchanges will send Americans to Latin America and the Caribbean to continue the collaboration. And Youth Minister Lisa Hanna has welcomed the Young Leaders of the Americas initiative, saying it will aid the government's efforts to boost youth entrepreneurship across the island. Minister Hanna says the National Youth Service will be selecting young persons from across the island for entrepreneurship training throughout the year, adding that some may be channeled into the Young Leaders of the Americas initiative.
This year, we're training 1,500 people in entrepreneurship. We will narrow that down, so we're hoping that certainly through the Ministry of Education and ourselves, that some of our young people who go through that entrepreneurship program will actually have an opportunity to go through this.
The youth minister was speaking in an interview with GIS News following the president's town hall meeting at the University of the West Indies Thursday. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.